This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is in a housing crunch. The cost of a house is now beyond the buying power of many of those in working-class families here in the city. Rent also continues to climb, and our legacy neighborhoods are being destabilized by these rising prices and higher property taxes. These are stories that Texas Public Radio has been covering this week in our Growing Pains project, looking at how the population growth and the economy are affecting housing choices. You can find all of these stories on our website at tpr.org. Now, many families, they want to get out of renting and they want to buy a home, but they don't have the down payment or the closing costs. But there is help out there. There's grants and there's special loans available. Our guest this half hour can answer your questions about that. She's Jennifer Gonzalez, the chair of the San Antonio Commission to Protect and Preserve Diverse and Dynamic Neighborhoods. She's also the executive director of the Alamo Community Group, a nonprofit builder of affordable housing and an organization that helps families purchase their first home. And Jennifer, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
So this is exciting. How does this work, that there are grants and loans available to families who want to buy a house?
This is very exciting. Over the last year, we have been working with LIFT, what we call LIFT money, and we have been providing down payment assistance to families who are interested in purchasing a home here in San Antonio.
So the Neighborhood LIFT program got $6 million from Wells Fargo to provide these grants for people. How do you qualify? Our phone number, people are going, what? I want some of that.
I know.
Let me call in. I've got some questions. I want to buy a house. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. There's also city grants and state grants, all sorts of money out there, but you need someone like Jennifer to help you figure out how to get some of that. And so, Jennifer, how do they get some of that?
You're right. There are several sources of funds. You know, unfortunately, I do need to say all of those funds are limited. You know, always everything is limited. Certainly if you're interested in buying a home, we always recommend that folks first start, give us a call. Let us sit down and have a conversation with you about determining what size of loan your family can comfortably afford. You know, what does your credit look like? What part of city are you interested in buying in? You know, specifically for our LIFT funds, you needed to buy in San Antonio. You need to buy in the city limits.
That doesn't
seem
too hard.
That is not too hard. This program really targets working families up to 120% of median, and that's when I start to throw out those percentages that folks start to think, what is that exactly? But we're talking about folks with, an income at about $55,000 or below.
Well, the median income in San Antonio is $58,000.
Yep.
So 120% of that would be $70,000.
That is correct. That is correct. And so we're looking at those households below that, but that certainly qualify for a home.
And what else do they have to qualify? How else do they qualify?
Well, they need to be able to get a bank loan and work with one of our lending partners.
So the credit can't be wrecked.
Their credit can't be wrecked, but there certainly are some programs within the banks that do, are pretty flexible with
particularly
credit.
Some of the credit unions.
Some of the credit unions. We certainly have a credit repair program where we're able to work with folks in getting their credit repaired. So it doesn't mean, if you're thinking, well, I've got that student loan or, I've got that car payment, I may have missed a payment here or there. It doesn't exclude you. It just means that we may have to work on it a little bit.
So people think when they want to buy a home in San Antonio and they hear about the program like yours with this Neighborhood LIFT program, they maybe they're concerned they have to buy a house in a neighborhood that they're not crazy about.
No, not this particular program. This one was pretty generous. You just needed to be in the San Antonio city limits. Certainly, there are other programs that a city administers or that the state administers, and those have other specific guidelines.
So there's targeted neighborhoods.
There are some for some of the other programs, but for this, it's just in the city, San Antonio.
Well, you're probably like me, and when I go to some of these neighborhoods on the west side and south side, I think they're awesome. And I think this is where,
I think they're fantastic.
And these are the legacy neighborhoods, mm-hmm. And once you become part of the neighborhood, you're part of the neighborhood.
You're a part of the neighborhood. I live in one of them. My house is over 100 years old. I think that those are, the best places to be. So I agree. And we always certainly, don't steer anybody to a particular part of the city. But nowadays, some of the more affordable product does exist in some of those neighborhoods. Again, they do require that you go in and renovate them. But those are things that we can also, you know, work with families to do.
And we have the Promise Zone on the east mm-hmm. side. Are there special programs for that?
They do. The city has some programs that they have specifically for the east side. This particular, you know, LIFT program, we did, that was actually our second highest neighborhood or district where folks were buying homes, was in that area. So a lot of movement out there still.
Because there's a lot of great property out there.
There's a lot of great
property.
It's
an untold story in San Antonio, particularly how artists are discovering the east side.
Absolutely.
And they're getting property and there are a lot of vacant lots and people mm-hmm. are building on those things and a lot of opportunity.
And again, beautiful houses. And those houses were built to last. I mean, great neighborhoods.
So what kind of folks are coming in and taking advantage of this LIFT program?
Really, everything you can possibly think of. City employees, we've had police officers, we've had single-headed households, couples, young couples. We've had some of the new millennials, you know, that are out trying to, you know, put a stake in the ground. It has been a wide range.
And this is your first home, right?
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be your first home. You could be ready to buy again, or you could be looking to maybe downsize, or maybe you need a larger home. Majority of folks, though, are using these funds are first-time home buyers.
And what if I had a house before and then I walked away from it or it didn't go well?
Well, those are one of those credit kind of issues that we work with folks on. And so that kind of depends on what those situations were. And that's why we have, you know, a whole segment of the population that's kind of ready to buy again. Maybe they had a bad situation.
So we're saying this is a way to stabilize neighborhoods. How does this stabilize the neighborhood?
Well, it certainly increases home ownership opportunities for folks who otherwise might not be able to achieve that dream. I mean, if you think about, you know, what it costs to even consider purchasing a house, what you need for, you know, a down payment, you usually need about $5,000 or so just for closing costs. And because San Antonio is such a hot real estate market these days, you're not having sellers of homes make any of those concessions. So, you know, several years ago, a seller might offer you, oh, you know, I'll give you $5,000 of down payment assistance to cover the closing costs, or I'll pay for that survey. Nowadays, they're really not interested in doing that. So a buyer really needs to have some of those funds available.
So San Antonio still is, like right now, today, a very hot market.
San Antonio is a hot market. You know, we're certainly seeing housing prices increase. So even where we're able to provide these funds for families, they're having a difficult time finding homes that fit their budget. That is a huge challenge. The rental market is increasing. I mean, yeah, San Antonio
people
is
are being
a hot
squeezed.
Market. People are being squeezed, absolutely.
So we'll be talking about that when we come back from this break. We'll talk about a proposed, something that's being talked about, maybe a bond program that could be putting dollars aside for affordable housing. Also, how Jennifer Gonzalez's group, the Alamo Community Group, you're part of a reality TV show.
And
looking at how people are dealing with housing in San Antonio.
Yes.
And downsizing,
yes.
Living in the small house. We're going to talk about that when we come
yes.
back from the break. Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about housing, how to get one of these grants or these loans, how that works, the number is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Do you want to buy a house but don't have that down payment or the closing costs? There are programs that will provide grants and loans that can help you get out of that rental and into your own home. These are not just programs for the super low income, but what do you need to know to qualify? We've got somebody that knows the ins and outs of that, Jennifer Gonzalez. She's the chair of the San Antonio Commission to Protect and Preserve Diverse and Dynamic Neighborhoods, also the executive director of the Alamo Community Group, a nonprofit that builds affordable housing and also helps families purchase their first home. And if you want to call in, the number is 210-614-8980, and let's get a caller on the air. How about Ishmael? Ishmael, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just listening to the program, and I was like, okay, this is one thing I've been looking for. My question is, my credit is not the best. I have a lot of student loan that are finally, you know, almost on track to be current. And I have some other stuff on my credit. And I mean, make decent money, not the greatest, but I wanted to see if there is a hope for me getting qualified.
Okay, Ishmael, we'll tackle that question. Thanks for calling in. So bad credit, student debt, it happens to everybody.
Yeah, so let me just first off say there's still hope for you. You know, all hope is not lost. And I certainly don't want to discourage anybody. It may require some work on both our part and, you know, on Ishmael's part, but this is something that can still happen. And so for someone who's in that situation or a similar situation, and we receive those calls every day, you know, I certainly encourage you to reach out and work with our home ownership center so that they can get you on that path. And it sounds like he's already done a lot of the work. So it sounds like he's ready to start that process.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980. If you want to talk to Jennifer Gonzalez from the Alamo Community Group, let me ask you about this reality TV show that I've heard that you are involved in with Luis Munoz,
yes,
a local producer. And tell me about that.
Well, yes, you have heard about our reality TV show. So our show is titled Little Texas Living. And, you know, really the idea came about as a way of, you know, this is Texas, right? We like everything big, big hair, big boots,
McMansions,
big houses, right? But nobody ever stopped to think, wow, I've got to heat and cool that big foyer and I got to cut that lawn. So we decided we were going to put a show together that really looked at living large, but in a smaller footprint. And we're not talking about tiny houses or micro houses or houses on wheels. I mean, we're talking about a realistic average size house.
Like how many square feet?
About 1,200 square feet, okay. 1,500 square feet, where a family can live comfortably.
Family of how many?
A family of four. Of four, some of them three bedrooms, so you could accommodate a family of five.
But you know what, when you have rooms that small, you can't even find furniture.
See, yes, you can. You have this, and I think this is what happens. We all think, wow, I can't fit in anything less than 2,500 square feet. But you know what? Families did it for a long time. When you go,
I know,
into
but
the
now
older
that now the now the sofas no. are bigger than the rooms. They really are, because I live in a small house, and we can't find furniture to fit, and we got to get vintage furniture to fit into the house.
Yes, but I have been on the hunt for a smaller sofa too, and they are out there. They do exist. But you're right. I mean, a lot of the furniture has been created for some of the larger spaces. I think you're going to see that though. We're going to come up with design for smaller spaces.
So this reality show, Little Texas Living, is you have a message that you're trying to
we are out. we're trying to promote affordable housing, you know, coming back into the inner city, being back into the core, being part of that social fabric, but again, you know, living large with big, you know, having a lot of style, having adequate space, but being in a place where you can afford to live there and still go and enjoy some of the things around town, right? You don't want to just afford your house. You want to be able to go to a Spurs game or to a play or go out to dinner.
Okay, back to the phone lines with Gabriel. Gabriel, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, this is Gabriel, and I had a question. I'm currently living in a house that is in the estate of my wife's deceased uncle, and he didn't have a will, so the estate got split up amongst my father-in-law and his estranged sister. So in order to basically make the house our own, we're going to have to purchase it from the estate. And I was wondering, does this program work for houses that you're currently renting out of, or does it have to be a house on the market?
No, that's a great question. No, it doesn't. As long as you know, have a purchase and sales agreement, you know, as long as you have a contract to purchase the home, whether it's from an estate or from a family member, that, you know, that really doesn't matter to us. As long as you are actually purchasing the home, then it qualifies.
Okay, so that means I don't have to go through a realtor. I can go through someone who wants to sell their own home.
Correct.
And shave some points off that way as well, save some money.
Correct.
All right, another caller. And the phone lines are open. If you got a question about buying a house and getting some of these grants that are available, there are city grants, there's a state grant, and we have the grants that have come from private money as well. Jennifer Gonzalez is here, and she's with the Alamo Community Group. Cheryl is on the line. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
All right.
Good.
Go ahead.
Okay. My question was, if you're already going through a bank and you've already been pre-approved, would this not help me at all if I've already been pre-approved and I'm going through the bank? Or is this similar to what I'm doing under a program called the SETH program?
All right, Cheryl, great question. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Jennifer?
It's a little similar, and the funds can be layered. The only difference is that you're going to have to go through an approved lender, and we have about 10 approved lenders, and all of that information you're able to either access through our homeownership center or via our website. But you, even though you have a pre-approval letter, maybe it's from one of those financial institutions.
Now, according to the Center for Responsible Lending, that one of the major reason, the biggest barrier for people to buy a home is that they can't come up with the down payment. Mm-hmm. Now, has that become more arduous since the housing collapse?
It has, and that's a great question because, you know, the regs have changed, and you used to be able, you know, to get an FHA loan with, you know, 3.5% down payment, but you would be required to pay mortgage insurance on that loan. And after about 5 years, you could request that mortgage insurance be removed because it's about 20% of your loan. I mean, it's a pretty hefty chunk. Now you have the mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. And so that's pretty significant. The only way around that is to go with a conventional loan, which requires 20% down. So if you're looking at a house that's $100,000, you need to come up with $20,000 cash in addition to covering those closing costs. So yeah, down payment and accessing down payment assistance is really vital in helping some of the families purchase that home.
Now, the city of San Antonio, they have a home ownership incentive program. And do you work with them? How does that work?
We do. The HIP program, they do administer that program. And again, you know, our funds are able to be layered with those funds. You know, they have some kind of targeted neighborhoods that they work with. You know, they have their income requirements are slightly different. But, you know, certainly if you qualify for that program and can access those funds, chances are you'll be able to access our funds also.
So this the HIP program, they're able to provide as much as $12,000 for down payments and closing costs for first-time home buyers for targeted areas and certain near the inner city and particularly in the east side.
Correct.
So can programs be layered?
You can. I mean, we have that program and some of the state programs can be layered. And, you know, the beauty is, and again, you know, at some point, these funds run out, unfortunately. And we've created about 240 new homeowners in the city in 2015. Those are new families that have, you know, purchased homes in neighborhoods in San Antonio. The challenge is, though, is how do we extend these programs? You know, how do we find resources to continue to provide this? And you can see by the number, you know, folks calling in and who are interested and want a piece of that American dream, how do we continue to create those opportunities for them?
Well, there's talk. I've talked to Mayor Taylor about this in 2017, having a citywide bond program. And part of that bond program may include money for affordable housing. And is this a model that can be used for that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're working really hard. You know, the Housing Commission is working really hard to kind of hammer out all those details and really start to put, you know, the framework of a bond program together that we could roll out, you know, to voters in 2017. And this is huge. And I hope that in, you know, the next 12 months, you know, citizens of San Antonio will continue to hear more about this.
Because, right, and have input.
And have input and let us know, you know, is it this type of program, you know, where we provide down payment assistance, is this really important to folks in the community? And do they want to see more of it? You know, how do we continue to make housing, you know, home ownership opportunities available? How do we...
Well, you got to demonstrate to voters that this isn't just a giveaway program.
It is not a giveaway program. It is absolutely not.
Sounds like you're giving away money.
Well, we are giving away money, but we're giving away, you know, such a small percentage of money to the overall, you know, to the overall cost of that home. And I'm sure many, many, many of us can think of, you know, and we can point out the houses in our neighborhood that may be run down, that are in really bad shape, that, you know, that are renters, that have an absentee landlord. I'm sure many, many of us would love to see, you know, a family move into that house that's interested in putting, you know, out flowers in the spring. So this is about creating that opportunity.
So with the city doing this investment, mm-hmm. getting people into these homes, young families, and revitalizing neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and getting property taxes going again, and, mm-hmm. and helping the local schools by revitalizing the property values, then it pays off overall.
Absolutely. It pays off overall. And it, you know, and it supports the local businesses. You know, people become interested in what's going on in their community. They become more civically engaged. You know, there is a serious housing crisis in San Antonio. And I know that for those of us who've been
in this...
A crisis is a big word. But for those of us who've been in the city for a long time, maybe we don't realize it. Maybe we don't see it. We've always known San Antonio as being that kind of hidden, affordable gem. But, you know, if you poll anybody and talk to them about, you know, are they able to find a house for rent that they can afford? Are they able to find a house that they can buy without competing with five other people? You know, can they find an apartment that fits their budget? These are challenges for everybody.
And if they want a solution, they can go to your website?
They can go to our website, and they can continue to participate and look out for information related to the housing bond. I can't stress enough how it's really going to take the community overall to embrace this idea. Other cities have done it. We need to do it.
Your website is?
AlamoCommunityGroup.org.
All right. Jennifer Gonzalez, she's the chair of the San Antonio Commission to Protect and Preserve Diverse and Dynamic Neighborhoods, also the executive director of the Alamo Community Group. And this has been part of our series that we've had this week about growing pains, looking at San Antonio's population growth and the economy and how it's affecting housing choices. And this is The Source on KSTX. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the drug war in South America, in Mexico, how it's changing culture and people. Stay tuned.